I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his come. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be ye watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. When he war shall come upon us, when the end of time is here, many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. May war shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All you gotta do is just punch in earthquakes today. I'll do it here. There was earthquakes today at 3.5 in Utah. It tells you even how many earthquakes there were today. 134 earthquakes in the past 24 hours. 900 earthquakes in the past 7 days. It'll be right here, just on your, keep on your iPhone. Many earthquakes will be happening. And then you know about the wars and the rumors of wars. Many wars will happen. And that's all here. We're excited. We're living in the closing days of time. We're not just saying it. We're in it. That's the theme of our message. People have opinions and ideas, but we don't have an opinion and we don't have an idea. We're just going following the Lord. We're just doing what he wants us to do. We're floating down the stream of time. We have not long to stay. The stormy clouds of darkness will turn to brighter day. Then let us all take courage, for we're not left alone. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trial will soon be over. Our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Sometimes the devil tempts me and says it's all in vain to try to live a Christian life and walk in Jesus' name. But then we hear the Master say, I'll lend you a helping hand. And if you'll only trust me, I'll take you to that land. Then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trials will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. The lifeboat soon is coming. By eyes of faith I see, as she sweeps through the waters to rescue you and me. Then land us safely in the port with friends we love so dear. Get ready, Christ the captain. Oh, look, she's almost here. Then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our love will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. The lifeboat soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Oh, now's the time to get on board while she is passing by. But if you stand and wait till long, you shall forever die. The fare is paid for one and all. The captain bids you come and get on board the lifeboat. She'll carry you safely home. Then cheer, my brother, cheer. Our trials will soon be o'er. Our loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here. We're seeking a city to come. Our lifeboat soon is coming to gather the Jews. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Going to see the King. Yeah, our whole demeanor now is the coming of the Lord. The Lord is changing our conversation. That's all it's about now. Babylon is falling. Rejoice, O heaven, and ye holy apostles. For Babylon is falling. We're living in a very... See, you and I, we're in touch with reality. That's what we're trying to say here. We've been walking with the Lord. So, ever since he saved us. Yeah, we weren't these... I wasn't that perfect human being. But there's something burning in my heart ever since the Lord saved me. And... Then once he saved me, give me my commission. Son of man, I have made you a watchman. That's my job. I gotta tell and gotta go warn people. That's what I've done all my life. I went to warn people. Well, they didn't. It's not me, you know. It's not my job to convince them. It's just like Ezekiel. He just went to warn. He was a watchman back in his day. It's not that big a, not that big a deal to be a watchman. All you gotta do is go warn people. That's what I did. It'll cost you. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be put in the ouch. But see, you got to, when the Lord gives you a commission, son of man, I have made you a watchman. You got to do what the Lord tells you to do. You have, you're not your own anymore then. And it cost me, that's why you and I are here, because we spoke up and we told people the truth. And you tell people the truth, of course they'll terminate you. That's what they did to Jeremiah. That's what they did to Isaiah, that's what it did to Ezekiel. They threw the books at them. But see, they kept on going, they kept on warning, and that's all we're doing. That's why we're here where we are today, because we just went to warn these people. Most of the other, these Hutterites, we're talking about these Hutterites. People are getting tired of us hearing talking about these Hutterites. Well, who are you going to talk about? The Russians? We don't live in Russia. We live here in the Hutterite clan, or we were till they booted us out because they couldn't accept the truth, and we'd be telling the truth ever since the Lord got us to move to put up a website. It's not that complicated. All you got to do is be obedient to the Spirit of the Living God. Right? It's like building a house. Like you build a foundation and then walls, and then. And then they put on the finishing touches, the roof, and see, the house is just about built now. We're at the last leg of the journey here, and my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Once you're committed, you're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And then that's 90% of the battle. You just got to surrender, Lord, do with me as you see fit. I go over my life, I take inventory time and time again. Yeah, I fail him so often. There's times I get faint in my heart. I'm surprised he hasn't discarded me because I fail him so often. But that still doesn't give him an excuse. I got to keep on going And because when, like I say, when he saved me back in 1971, I remember exactly the time and the place when the Lord saved me, and then he gave me eternal life, and then a few months later he gave me my job description, same as set you as a watchman. Now, I can't get away from that just because you get older, that you're going to have to be a watchman for the rest of your life, and that's what we're doing here, it's very simple once you know. You know, you got to make a calling in your election, sure. And now we're here, the last leg of the journey, and we're trying our level best to be faithful to the end. You know, that's why we're doing what we're doing. It's a very simple program. If you only obedient to the Lord. Here, a few years back, he told me to get up in the morning and sing these songs. I've told you over and over again how the Lord has led our lives. You know, we. In a walk with God, and it was not. You and I, we're walking with the Lord. That's why we don't fit into that program and that their agenda and their tradition. It just didn't. We can't be locked up, you know. You know the story about that the farmer. He found his, I guess the eagle was building his nest up on the tree up on the top there. And then the wind must have blown it down, and he found his egg. So he took his eagle eggs, he took it home and put it under his chicken, into the chicken coop, so the chicken would hatch that eagle egg, and then that eagle came out, but he could never fit into the chicken coop. He could never fit into that barnyard thing, because he was an eagle. And that's the way with you and I, we can't fit into these traditions, into these cults. Because, yeah, you can't, so you can't for a while, just like that eagle. He lived until he was kind of growing up. And then that old eagle, he knew he had two eggs, and he only could find one, because that farmer took it and put it into the chicken coop under the chicken. And then, like I say, then that eagle, it grew up, but then it couldn't fit in with his chickens. And then one day that eagle saw him down there, and he just swooped down there, and he just started screaming, and come on, get on out, get out of that chicken coop here, and get out of this, come out of her, my people, you know. It's all biblical what we're doing here, what we're saying here. You can go back and you can trace our tracks and you can find out, yeah, like I say, we weren't these perfect human beings, and people, they look at us, they think we should be sprouting wings or having a halo on our head. No, we're just ordinary people trying our level best to be faithful and true and to do whatever the Lord wants us to do. Like I say, one day he just moved on me. Then you got to get up in the morning. You got to get up earlier. And you don't. You got to spend time in prayer. You got to bring in the day with prayer. That's what Jesus did. You can tell us, go read from time to time. You can see it, how he went up in the mountain to pray. And then he prayed in the day. And we're just following the pattern because the Lord moved on me to get up in the morning to sing these songs. And then we did that. It's a habit now. I don't want to go start the day without it. And then later on, he said, Sam, you need to get up earlier, half an hour earlier, and spend half an hour, have some time in prayer, you know. And that's what we've been doing. We got a good, it's a good program because it's not our program. You listen to the YouTube people and they all got their ideas and opinions, but we don't have an opinion. We don't have an idea. We just walk before the Lord. Lord, do with us as you see fit. Lord, we're reading His Word. We just want to make our life count, and then He gave us a commission. Lord, I've set you as a watchman over the house of it. I've set you as a watchman over that Hutterite nation. Even though we're not there, we're still a watchman. That's why He got us to put up this website. And time goes on, you're going to see that it's going to bear results, because it's the only thing that's left in this world is this here message. And you just told us to put that out there, and we're just doing what the Lord told us to do. Now we're moving ahead, and now all of a sudden, here in the last 3 days, the Lord moved on us. From that time on, the Lord set His face towards Jerusalem. He knew His time is coming when He's got to go up to Jerusalem and crucify it. He doesn't have much to look forward to. I mean, imagine waking up in the morning. This happened about 6 years, six months before He went up to Calvary. And from that time on, the Lord began to set His face towards Jerusalem, towards that horrible day when they're going to take Him down to the butcher shop and crucify Him. and mutilate them, and he's going to have to give up his life. He didn't have much to look forward to. But see, you and I, we're now here in these closing days of the time. We got everything to look for. We got the coming of the Lord to look forward to. We get an exciting time out of it because it says, rejoice, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets. And for the Babylon is falling. That old structure out there, what you see, if you can open up, only open up your eyes to see what's going on around you, you're going to see that whole satanic infrastructure is just coming down. That's why there's war. That's why there's rumors of war, because the program, God is moving the program ahead, whether the devil likes it, whether you and I like it, whether the people of this world like it, the program is moving ahead, because behind it all is the Spirit of the living God, and we're just walking with the Lord. You know, walk with God, and he was not. One of these days, you'll not get these daily breads anymore, because we won't be here to deliver them. We'll be gone. That's how we, that's just the way the Lord has led us and guided us. And it's like I say, we're not these holy people that it appears like sometimes we are, but we're not. We're just trying our level best to keep our head above the water, to walk with the Lord. We know what's going on out there. We know where we are in time. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We just ask once again, Lord, that you'll help us to be faithful and true to what you've called us to be. You know, we're living in a world of deception, of all these things that we're surrounded with, wars and rumors of wars, and you're soon coming, Lord. Perilous times are here. Perilous times are not coming. We're right in them, and we just... could be just days before you come and take us out of here, Lord. So we want to just buy the time, like it says, to use up the time, for the time is evil and the time is short. And we want to do everything we can on a daily basis to do what you want us to do. We don't have a program. We don't have an agenda. We don't have nothing of our own, Lord. We just want to stand before you, Lord, and just ask you that you will do with us as you see fit, lead and guide us by that of your Spirit, Lord. Help us to be faithful and true for what the commission has given us to, in this closing days of time, to stand for the truth that you've given to the church age of Laodicea, the prophetic and that apostolic ministry. Hold it up, and Lord, help us to be faithful and true, Lord. You've given us the commission, and that's all we ask, Lord, that we'll lead and guide, that you're leading and guided by that of your Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's our theme now. From that time on, the Lord began to set his face towards Jerusalem. That's our theme now. From that time on, in the last 3 days, the Lord set in our face to get ready to get out of here. Just disconnect yourself from the things of this world. And like I say, it's a beautiful program. It's not our program. What's wrong with everybody? We just get up in the morning, you get up at 5 o'clock around there, and just spend time with the Lord, and then once you don't spend 2-3 hours with the Lord, you can go out and do your thing. And if everybody in this world did it, you wouldn't have all the problems you have in this world. And then he tells you exactly what to eat and what not to eat. Just we're following the Lord. We're walking with the Lord. They not walk with God, and he was not. And that's all we're doing. Now you're going to notice we're shifting gears. We're talking about the coming of the Lord. That this world is our rear view mirror. We got nothing in this world that attracts us. The only thing we're concerned about is to be faithful and true for what the Lord has called us to do. And we're in the closing day of the time. It's like I said, it's like building a house. You know, when you build a house, you first put in the foundation and the walls and then the windows, and as that house is becoming closer and closer to the finish, then you put in the finishing touches. That's where we're at. We're right down to the wire now, and we go by the scriptures, because, see, it's like a blueprint. You know, when you read a blueprint, and then you put your foundation and you build your house according to the blueprint. Once you got the walls up, you don't go back and put the foundation in again, because the foundation is already there. That's the way our life has been. We just allowed ourselves to be led by the Spirit of the living God, and then, like I say, and he gave us our commission, our job to do. Make your calling and your election sure. Know what God has called us to be. I remember just as it was yesterday when he called me. That's him. I said to you as a watchman. It's not going to be easy street to be a watchman in his closing days of time, because you got to go tell people. I've told you over and over again how the Lord got me to go warn this person and then go warn this person. And he got me to go warn my father-in-law. I told him that, Mike, if you don't stop that J.K. from these lawsuits, it's going to destroy you. It's going to destroy the Hutterite Church, and it's going to destroy him and you and everything involved. And that's exactly what happened. 6 months, 9 months later, there was that split. And they had a list to me, and what happened? He would have just gone and warned them. Those lawsuits are off the table. There's no more lawsuits. Because that's what caused that split. They took him to the Supreme Court, and then he lost, and then the tide of events. But I did my job. I went and warned them, and then I went to warn the Hutterite, that get fixed, that God sent the prophet. I warned them about baptism in Jesus' name. I warned them everything that was true, you know. Then, of course, at the end of the day, they'll kick you out, because that's what they do when they tell people the truth.
That's right.
That's what they did to Jeremiah. That's what they did to Ezekiel. Get them out of here. Put them down the well. That's what they did with you. In fact, back in the dark ages, they burned them at the stake because the people told them the truth. And here we do the same thing. If the law of the land allowed it, I'd have been burned at the stake 10 times over already because I told them the truth. See, we do, it doesn't bother us. We just said, God puts a, I've said before, you know, open door. You need to kick you out. Well, if they persecute you in one city, go into the other city. That's what I did. I just kept on moving. And here now, God is not stuck. He doesn't stop God. It's just like comes up somewhere else, and then he just because they kicked me off the colony, that don't mean I'm going to stop, because I still have my commission. So he gets me to set up his website, and then, you know, the story, and then he brings you on board. See, we're just moving on. Nothing will stop us. Like that one guy said, Sam, every time we think you got you down, you come up somewhere else. Well, that's just the way it is. That's just the way God works, you know. If they persecute you in one city, go into the other city. But now we're here now in these closing days of time, and we have only one message left, the coming of the Lord, and we do it gladly. Just our job.
Yeah, we know where God has brought us out of, and he delivered us from, Egyptian bondage, really, from these systems of religion. I was reading something. I'm here in Deuteronomy 17, and it, you know, it's very true. It says here, I'll just read half of the scripture, just to bring out a point. It says here, you must not allow the people to return to Egypt to do, for the Lord has said you must never again return that way. See, the Lord was telling the Israeli people, you must never return back to Egypt. You must never go back that way. And when you will look at it, they never went back that way. There's only one time there when Jeremiah was a prophet to Judah there. He was telling them what is to come, about the Babylonians are going to come. And he even told them, you know, you'll have to go serve the Babylonians, because that's what God has allotted, because you were disobedient to his ways and to his Sabbaths and everything. Now you will have to go into captivity and you will serve the king Nebuchadnezzar in the land of Babylon. Well, there came a false prophet amongst them and told them that they're going to go find refuge in Egypt. And they were... half of them or more were killed in the process, and they had to come back. See, God never wants you to return to that place of bondage where he brought us out of. And that's what we can say. God never, ever wants us to return to those systems of religion, because God has brought us out of it. And that's why we can freely speak on these things, because we know what God has shown us. If we wouldn't know firsthand what God has allowed us to see and shown us about these systems of religion, then we wouldn't be able to speak on it, because God has allowed us to see it. And that's why we speak on the unfruitful works of darkness and what these systems of religion are. It doesn't matter which system it is. It is a system of religion. Mm-hmm. And that's what God brought us out of. And that's why he led us to the truth for our day, to the ministry of Brother Branham, to that Malachi prophet that was to turn us back to the faith of the early church. And that's what exactly what he did. And these denominations out there, they're sitting in their religious cages, and they have not moved on to what God has done in this hour. And it was all to sound the alarm of the times that we're living in. It was all to prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you look at the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, that's exactly what they did. They prepared the people for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's just what we are doing. The Lord brought us out so that we can speak on these things and continue in the things that God has shown us.
Put it in today's language, she's telling you and I, don't you ever go back to that other economy. And they're working overtime to try to drag us back there. But you see, it's the spirit of Satan that'll try to drag you back. They think their salvation, and he's called in, well, they're rest. This is the only salvation, is what God is doing here and this hour through you and me, because he called me personally, saying, I've set you as a watch. If you don't go warn these people, then I'm going to hold you responsible. I'll hold you accountable if you don't warn. But once you warn them, then the blood is on their end. That's like I said the other day, I went to warn my dad. I said, I can't support you anymore. I've lost my respect for you guys. You take the Bible and you turn it into a pretzel to fit your community type living. And then I told my father-in-law, I can't support you anymore because you're using the Bible to terrorize people. That's what these cults do. They make it fit their pattern, and then the Lord, all you got to do is tell people the truth and they'll soon kick you out. They'll do whatever they want you to do, but you got to be willing to put your life on the line. You got to be willing to lose it all. No man having left father, mother, wife, house, children, he will gain it again. And here in time already, and then the world to come, eternal life. And that's all we're good for. That's why we're on the journey. Mm-hmm. You got nothing to lose. You got everything to gain. And we're like I say, from then on, Jesus set his face towards Jerusalem, up to that crucifixion. And you and I, we're shifting gears now, and our face and our whole conversation from here on out will be basically, at the end of the day, it'll be basically about the coming of the Lord. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord, because things are shifting now. We know we're talking about wars and rumors of wars, something like in the hundreds of in the last 24 hours, something like 92 earthquakes. These are just the signs of the end time. And then you see about the wars, you know, the war in the land, the whole world is worked up about that war in Iran and things all around the world. We're like I say, perilous times are here, where they're not coming. We're right in it. And we're only a few short years before God shuts that whole program down, because Satan has been given 6,000 years, 6 days. You can read it over in Hosea after two days, he'll revive him. After 2,000 years, he's coming back to the Jews. That's what they say. After 2 days, he'll revive us, and the third day, he'll raise us up. The third day is the millennium. It's just right up in the right, so plain, and in English, and in German, every language tells you about the coming of the Lord. Babylon is fallen, Like I say, Satan has been given 6,000 years, and we, via the scripture, via the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jacks, we found exactly about that midnight cry. We found out about the church ages. We found all these things that we put out is 100% scriptural accurate. Mm-hmm. Now here we're right in the closing days of time, and we're just, like I say, we're just talking about the coming of the Lord. Now our whole makeup, our whole demeanor is just the coming of the Lord, to prepare ourselves for that soon coming. And mm-hmm. That's the only message we have left to say. And here, the Lord's given us the understanding of where we are in time. We're right Matthew 22, where he sends out the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what's on now. You could either come on board, or you're going to have to suffer the consequences, just like it was back at the turn of the century in the 1900, when the Jewish rabbis went around all over the world to call the the children of Israel back to the homeland. And then they refused. The Bible, Jeremiah prophesied about it. He'll send in the fishers. And that's what we keep saying over and over again. They, back at the turn of the century, he called in these rabbis, let's go back home. Well, they thought they were doing, they made fun of them. They mocked them. And then they thought they were cool. You know, they were doing, why would we go back to that swamp? It's all just a swamp. When we got all our businesses here in Europe, all over Europe, they were like millionaires all over. And then, okay, if you don't follow the fishers, if you won't obey the rabbis that'll tell you to come back to the homeland, then he'll send in the hunters. And you could go see these movies and read the books about what happened in the Holocaust, how Hitler and his henchmen, how they went to every nook and cranny to dig out these Jews. He didn't talk about the story about that Anne Frank. And it's a nightmare of a story. But see, the Jews brought it on themselves because they did not obey the fishers. And then he said he'll bring in the hunters. And here's the same thing. If you reject this here truth, if you reject that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, you can go read Matthew 24 or Matthew 22, and then you can go read it over in Luke. It says something a similar thing. It says in 2-3 places about the invitation of the marriage supper of the Lamb that is here on right now. And if you reject that, you can go out, reject it. You can make fun of us. You can mock us all you want. It does better to us because we got our work set out for us. All we got to do is warn people. What they do with it, you can't. We can't go around twisting around and making people believe what we're saying. That's up to each and every individual. We're just putting it out there, take it or leave it. Because if you don't take it, God is the same yesterday, today, forever. It's going to happen to you exactly what happened to these Jewish people that rejected the fishers. They didn't go back to the homeland, and then came the hunters. And here, just up the road, if you reject his invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and will come another, there's coming another tribulation, there's coming another Holocaust for those people that rejected the truth for their day. And we're just sending out warning, and we're doing the level best that we know how. That's why we got this website go up and going, and all around the world, people can hear us, and what they do with it is their business. We come to the point where, why should we burden ourselves with what people say, do, or think? We just be given a job to put it out there, then to warn them, and then that's all we can do. It's up to each and every individual. When I heard the Lord speak to me, saying, I'm coming soon, and over the years, I was obedient to that heavenly voice. When he told me God sent a prophet, and you got to get baptized in Jesus' name, I took a beeline for it. I didn't care what my parents said or what my tradition said or anything like that. I just went and did it because I see it in the Scripture. The Spirit of the bride is coming. My spirit was what could identify with that. Well, I saw it in the Scripture. So I went and got baptized in Jesus' name, and then I heard about God sent a prophet, and then I believe that, and I heard later on that the prophet went off the scene in 65, then God raised up Brother Jackson, and I believed it wholeheartedly, and I followed that for 10 years. I was sitting under the ministry of Brother Jackson, and then Brother Jackson passed away, and the Lord kept moving us on, and then he tested and he tried, and now he's given us this commission to do exactly what he said. Who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful to deliver meat in due season? So truly I tell you, I will send him over all his goods, and his goods is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. They can twist it this way, that way, that's the bare truth, and now God has given us the revelation of the midnight cry, and we can tell you right to the day, October the 15th, 2021, that's when you start counting. 1,260 days, and then you add 42 months, and then there's the end of Satan's reign. Just that simple. And we don't have to have a prophecy. We don't have to have somebody come in and prophesy to us. We talk about it in the Scripture because it says, tongues will cease, prophecy will fail, but the Word of God endured forever. That's where we put our trust. That's what leads and guides us, that Word. And that Word has led and guided us, like I say, for the last, since 1971. And I have been this. There's a lot of better people around than I ever thought of being. But that doesn't get rid of this commission that the Lord gave me, Son of Man, I've set you as a watchman over that 100 nations. I can't shake it off, you know, that's just my job. People can mock me if they want, they can do this, that, and the other. It don't bother me. At the end of the day, the Word of God is still right. And so just, that's what we're doing. That's why the Lord got me to pick you up, to continue on with the program. Because I was all burned out. I was all finished. I could have never made it without you. And I am so grateful that the Lord did bring you on board. And the minute he did, you're going to be persecuted because people just they use their natural instinct. They're like these brood beasts over at Jude. It says they're like brood beasts. They talk evil of things that they absolutely do not have no understanding of it whatsoever. And but see, that don't bother us. We just got our job to do, and we're just doing it. And now we're, like I say, from that time on, Jesus had his face as a flint towards the going up to get crucified. And now we're sitting our face as a flint toward the coming of the Lord. All the things in this world, it's in our rear view mirror. We have nothing in this world anymore. We're just waiting now. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, and make sure that we're lining up with the scriptures. Just that's it.
Like when you look at Jesus, he was following the word of God. What the prophets had prophesied back in their hour and came to fulfillment. And that was a time in his life that he knew in his spirit it is now in that season that he is going to be crucified and given up to be... He was betrayed and then given up to be crucified. And he knew in his spirit that that was now the season that he was in. And it was some months before the crucifixion. But he knew in his whole spirit and his whole makeup, that's the direction that he is going to go. And he could not avoid that. But he followed the word of God, and that's what Noah did. He followed the word. Enoch knew there is some, God is going to judge it. And before God judged the planet, he took out Enoch. Enoch walked with God, and one day he was not because he followed God. And it's the same way when you will look at the destruction of Jerusalem. Jesus warned the disciples, if you will see the Roman army camping around Jerusalem, you will know it is now time to get out. Don't even go down from your roof into the house or take anything with you. Just leave because you don't have much of a time frame to get out. And that's the same way here. We are looking at the signs of the time around us. Mm-hmm. And what the ministry of Brother Brennan brought and Brother Jackson, because it says, as it was, so shall it be. And it was when the Son of Man will be revealed. And that was that time frame. And we know we are in that time frame. That's why we can say we are in that season where the Lord is going to take away those that have followed him, just like Enoch, he walked with God and he was not. And those, the same way, all our life, that's what we have sought, mm-hmm. is to follow, to walk with God and to do his will. And then he brought us into the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson to prepare us for the day and hour we're living in. So now we can clearly see that the conditions of the whole world is in such a state where the coming of the Lord is not that far off. Mm-hmm. Like I know when Brother Jackson, he said 2004 and a half, if the Roman calendar is right, then I knew because the Lord had taken me off the colony when I was in the year of 2005. And I knew that the conditions in 2005 were not what is described in the Bible before the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. But now you can clearly see that those conditions are here. And there's nobody can argue that or dispute that fact unless somebody is blind and deliberately blind to the things around, mm-hmm. and doesn't want to see them and come to that realization that that's actually the time we're living in. And that's why we can say that's our whole makeup, just like Jesus, his spirit was telling him, this is now that season that I'm going to have to go up and be delivered up to those Romans and be crucified. That's the same way here. You feel it in your spirit that that coming is not that far away.
Like you were said, the turn of events are happening, and now the Lord gave us, like Brother Jackson said, 2004 and a half. That is the end of the crazy. If he's kept stressing it, if the calendar is right, like you and I, because we're moving ahead with the Spirit of the Living God, we found out that the calendar is out exactly 17 years. You had 17 years to 2004 and a half, and you come to exactly right down to the day, October 15, 2021. Right to the day, we found out it's exactly out 17 years, and then you can take it to the bank, and now we're just a few short years, just 3 more years before it's all over. And then right now, we're it's rapidly moving ahead, and the next thing on God's agenda is that rapture, and then the marriage supper of the Lamb is on, and then those that don't go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, they're going to have to listen to that scripture where it says, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth, at the end up in that sea of glass. But the thing of it is, they're part of that first resurrection. Blessed is he that is part of that first resurrection and the second that had no power. As long as you're part of that first resurrection, you're going to be in that glorious millennium, where the lion and the lamb, they go together, and no more weeds, and there's a glorious time out of it. And we're just doing our little part down here. We're just trying to be faithful, make sure he doesn't drag you back into these compounds and to these religious systems, because they're all controlled by Satan. They're just cults. And people think we're crazy when we talk like that, but we have to talk so plain that even a child can understand it. And there'll be no excuse. We're doing our part, and people that hear it, they'll have no excuse. Just because they turn us out and they chill out and they cut us off, that doesn't mean that God's not going to hold them accountable. He's not going to give an excuse for ignorance, because they're purposely ignorant, because they think just cutting us off is going to cut it, like the ostrich, you know. Just because the ostrich puts its head in the sand when Andrews is coming, that doesn't mean that tractor is not going to run over or whatever, you know. The danger is here, whether he has his head in the sand or whether he's got it up in the air, it's still the danger is coming. And it's the same thing here. They can cut us off if they want. Don't bother us. It's better if they listen and learn something, but if they choose not to, well, then they're going to be held accountable anyway. Like I say, God was not going to wink at ignorance. Just because people are ignorant and the people that chill us out, that still doesn't give them an excuse for not knowing, because it's out there and people don't know it. It's their own problem, their own fault, because there's no hunger and no thirst there. We're just doing our part here, and we gladly do it. I can't wait to get up in the morning to see what the Lord has for us that day. And everybody did that, it'd be a glorious thing. They wouldn't have that many problems in this world. They would just bring in the day in the morning with giving thanks and giving recognition to the Lord of glory. That's all we're doing. And then throughout the day, we just go do and see what he asked for us to do. And if there's nobody around to talk to, well, then we'll just enjoy each other. That's all we can do. We got it so good. We got each other to encourage and to fellowship with. Imagine we not having each other that we can bounce things out with. It wouldn't be a very pleasant world to live in. Mm-hmm. See, the Lord gave us each other, just like it said. He is willing to forsake everything, lose father, mother, wife, children. He will again get it back. And this life here, a sister, a brother, and things of that nature. That's exactly what he did with us. He gave each other and to continue on with the program. Mm-hmm. To you and I, everything is so simple. And so it's all engineered by the Lord, simply because one day we heard that voice and we just said, yes, Lord, do your will and do your way. That's all my prayers ever been ever since he saved me. Lord, help me to find my place in Christ. Help me to be faithful to what you've called me to be. That's the only ambition I have in life. The rest is all just just trash anyway. Because
that's
the
right.
things of this world have no value.
And people think automatically when you say that we're living in the season where of the rapture, and they mean like it's going to happen like just tomorrow or something like that. It's still a process that you that's going to transpire and stuff like that. And people, they want to quit their jobs, and they think they have enough savings till the Lord coming. That's not never been an intention when a person says we're in the season where the coming of the Lord, because it says be a watching, be a waiting. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean like you just stop everything and just and not do anything. It means to continue on and just you be watching and waiting and expecting it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean like quit your job and think you have enough saving, and then when it doesn't happen, you start blaming everybody who you can think of for all your woes. That's not what it means. Like a person needs to use common sense.
Yeah, just because we know the coming of the Lord, we're not going to stop what we're doing. We're just going to keep putting out these daily bread. We're going to do whatever the Lord wants us to do, and then one day He'll just come and He'll take us out of here. Just that simple. We're living in the season of the coming of the Lord. We got a lot to look forward to, because the Bible says, rejoice, O heaven, rejoice, O earth, and you holy apostles, because Babylon is coming down. And Jesus said, when you see these things happen, rejoice and lift up your eyes, for your redemption draw nigh. That's the season and the hour that we're now living in.
Mm-hmm.
And one day you're going to see it. We're not here anymore. There's no more daily breads coming out. And you'll know. We're not here anymore. We went in. We walk with God and we're not. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord. And we have so much to be thankful for what you've allowed us to see in this hour. And you allowed us to hear that shout that that your coming is nigh at hand. And we started to prepare ourselves when we heard that shout. And you know that there's a lot of people out there that they don't have the concept when you say that we're living in that season of time, that they think it's just going to happen tomorrow. And when it doesn't happen tomorrow, they start saying, oh, you said that yesterday, you said that a year ago. But we know, Lord, in the time frame of things, that we are living in that time frame, that is going to happen. Just like when we know that the fig tree and all tree, when that fig tree started to come about, Israel became a nation, that generation will not pass away, and they will see the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know we are that generation, so we just want to make it clear to people, and we just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.